and welcome to you all. It is Portia and the guides. And our topic this week is money a god to you? The concept of money, of riches, of poverty, of status, of power and domination. These are all entwined. There are many, many layers to this concept that the collective consciousness holds about money. We wish to start by saying that money is power, and the overarching power in the earth realm is God. There is no higher power than the God that beats your heart, that created this realm and all of life on earth, the earth herself. It is infinite power, and God is power. Nothing else, including money, is power. If you believe that money is the way to feel safe, to feel protected, that your bank account is growing and you are stockpiling dollars and stock in your investment portfolio, wherever your funds are kept. If you believe that this is what keeps you protected and safe now and in the future, you are investing in the wrong area, because that is an illusion. We already know that you see that your human mind is never satisfied with the numbers that are in any of your accounts. Even if you may be building up your funds, the little voice at the back of your mind says, "Oh, well, that's good, but it's not enough." And for it will never be enough. It will always be pulsing you, this voice, with fear that you do not have enough money, enough power. And again, this is about feeling safe, secure, comforted, cared for, guided, always in the care of something that is greater than you. Your human mind does not wish to truly engage with or believe in the God that created you. It has grabbed the wheel in all of your lifetimes to take the position that it is God. And so as it talks to you about money and what money can give you, and without money, what your life will look like, this always comes with a blast of fear. What you can know, dear hearts, is that God has no fear. There is no element or energy or aspect of fear in the God source. It is the ultimate creator, and in this, all goodness is God. So this is a great flag for you when you are looking at your finances or considering to make a purchase, large or small, and you start to feel the waves of fear come in. Pause right there. Take a breath. Come home to the center of your being and ask God, is this a problem here? This purchase, this direction I'm going in. You are my power source. You are the only power in this realm, the only power in my life. Is this a step you would like me to take? It is not about getting your pencil out and calculating and being concerned about the numbers. We will add that if this in general gives your mind a comfort and a settling, this is fine. But it is not what will determine what you do with your life and where you are generous and how you allow funding to flow through your life. You are asking for God's goodness and power to flow through you. You have everything you need every moment, and as you align with God and with your spirit, and your spirit is an aspect of God, all right action, all inflow and outflow of resource and all that you need, whether it is money or relationships and companionship or inspiration or guidance on decision making, it does not matter. All power, all knowingness for you individually is available to you, is ever present as you hold hands with God and your spirit and have the conversations. This topic of money and its distorted views through time is a well-worn rut in society. And we ask you this week to check out your relationship with money. Do you hold it higher than God and believe that it alone can rise you to greater heights or take you to the lowest depths? Do you believe that it is in charge of your life, of your happiness, of your abundance and ability to be generous? These are just a few questions we are putting out there for you. As you are doing this homework, we will say, you may be surprised to see how limited your mind's perception is about money. And please, as you do this work, be in the moment to experience whether what is coming to you has an undercurrent of fear or an overarching sense of abundance and of God's life force flowing through you. This is infinite, dear ones, and it comes with joy and comfort and peace and delight and freedom, and you will experience all of these things as you align with God and your spirit. Do this work this week, and we promise you, you will see areas for you to attend to, and ideas and beliefs that you have clinged to that are lies. And you must ask that as you unearth the lies, that they are replaced with the truth, the highest truth from God. Our love and blessings are with you always. Namaste.